Good morning and welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. It is so good to be with you this morning. I don't believe we have any first timers here, but welcome all you old timers. So today's opening message from the Daily Word is balance. With God, I live a life of balance. Work can be fulfilling use of my talents and efforts. I may enjoy the challenge of growing in responsibility and using my ambition to accomplish great things, but if I work too much or for too long, my energy might start to wane and my thinking becomes dull and uninspired. Likewise, too much leisure time may rob me of motivation and pull me into a spiral of inactivity. Spiritual practices bring precious balance in my life. Through prayer, I touch eternity and I feel the presence of God within. Through meditation, I focus my mind and feel calm and grounded. Through speaking affirmations, I claim divine ideas and act on inspiration. In gratitude, I find balance in God, the one presence and one power in my life. And from Job 31:6, let me be weighed in a just balance and let God know my integrity. Okay. Join us in singing while Dallas and Linda lead us in Surely the Presence. Go ahead and unmute Dallas and Linda. And you are ready to go.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can hear the rush of angel wings and see glory. Of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can hear the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Of God's love is in this place.
Oh, love that harmony. Well done. Join me for the opening statement. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. It's time for our welcoming song, More Than Enough. Take it, Dallas and Linda. Okay, go ahead and unmute yourselves again.
Okay, go ahead.
There you go. Thank you.
Some other way.
Beautiful. Your infinite love will prove to be more than enough. It's beautiful. Thank you, Dallas. Thank you, Linda. Okay. It is good to be together again. So please greet everyone with a hearty wave and a good morning. Hi. Hi, 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 hi. Don't think we have any new people here today. If we do, let me know. Okay, it's time for announcements. Grandfather's Indian Christian Service, next Sunday, September 12th at the Longhouse. It's always on the second Sunday and always at the Longhouse. As is the Medicine Wheel Teachings, which is next Sunday, the 26th. At 2:00. And please send Hildy some good positive energy and give her a call. I know she'd be happy to hear from you. Circle in America with the Film and Book Club is meeting September 26th from 3 to 4. We will again be discussing Race in America, Part 1 and 2. Is that correct, Dr. Daria? Go ahead. Unmute yourself, Ben.
We'll be discussing a film called The Hate U Give.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Thank you for that correction.
The Hate U Give, and everyone will be receiving notices soon.
Okay.
Early next
Thank
week.
You.
Okay.
Thank you for that. So, for an invitation, you can send your name and email address to Dr. Daria Coordinators at gmail.com. Okay, here is a service opportunity. Volunteer right here, right now, to be a reader. Susan, can you tell us what's needed?
I do not have that right in front of me, but there are lots of opportunities. So if you would just get in touch and tell me your available dates, we'll plug you in.
Perfect.
I believe we still need another person this month and then many people after. Step on up.
So if there are any many people out there, step up and volunteer to be a reader. Any more announcements? If there are, go ahead and unmute yourself. Go ahead, Jerry.
Next Sunday, we're scheduled for a board meeting, so get psyched up for that. And you're all welcome to attend after the service.
Excellent. Thanks, Jerry.
Penny, would you speak about the World Day of Service?
I will. I will. As you saw on the title page of today's slideshow, Wednesday is World Day of Prayer, and you can find lots of information on the Unity website. As well, we will be holding a prayer vigil in the sanctuary from 5 to 10. And that will coincide with the time that the Unity Collective will be doing their opening ceremonies. So join in for that. There is, at the beginning slide, you can find the information, or just get a hold of me and I'll give it to you. So you can join that in person. You can join that online at your leisure. Online will be the opening ceremony. In person, you would come to the sanctuary and participate. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, moving on. Please join us in our Unity Statement. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Okay, Dallas and Linda, please lead us in the song of joy, I Am. Take your time.
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay. All right.
When I pull out my eye, then it's time for you to start.
Okay.
I have to do it really quick.
But we get a stand-up show as well today, huh?
I do this twice.
Okay. All right.
Fantastic. Okay, Tom is sharing our reading today. Welcome, Tom.
Well, welcome all. I'm reading from Messages We Need to Hear, compilation of work by Martha Smock, 33 years writing Daily Word. So here we go. Listen, beloved, to what you are. You are wonderfully and intricately made. Your body, which you may take for granted, or may despair of the cause of its aches and pains and failings, it is a holy creation. It is the temple of the living God. Its trillions of atoms and cells are composed of life itself. You are alive with the life of God. If you need healing, the capacity for healing is there right within you. God, who created you, dwells within you. He is always present to heal. You are the very life of God in expression. You are one with the eternal, unending life. God, who created you, dwells within you. It is always present to heal. You are created perfect. You were meant for perfection. You are a living miracle. Listen, beloved, to what you are. You are a child of God. You are the Christ of God in expression in the world. In your Christ self, you are triumphant, victorious, free. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing can upset you. or make you afraid. As God's child, as the Christ of God that you are, you rise up out of any limitation. You are not downed by any circumstance. You are not defeated by setbacks or failures. You have the infinite capacity to hold fast, to persevere, to refuse to be discouraged or disheartened. In all of life's experiences, you feel the strong, loving support of God's presence. You know that you are not alone, that you do not have to meet anything alone. God is with you. In times of great joy, God is there. In times where you feel rejected and unworthy, God is there. As you listen to the inner voice, your heart hears only assurances of love. God says in your secret heart, "You are my child. I love you. I have faith in you." The discouragement, the bitterness, the feeling of despair, the tears, all give way. All are as nothing. God loves you, sees you as a spiritual creation. He sees what you are and what you are becoming. Listen, beloved, to what you are. You are wonderful, remarkable, lovable, unique. You are a spiritual being now and forever. You are needed and important. You have depths you have never plumbed, heights you have never soared. You have greatness of spirit. You have inner strength and power. You have a glorious capacity for living and loving and giving. Listen, beloved, to what you are. It is the truth about you. You are a living miracle.
Wow, Tom, that hit me right where it means something. I appreciate the reminder that I'm beloved. You're beloved. We are all beloved. Thank you. Please join us as Dallas and Linda lead us in our meditation song, "It's a Delicate Balance."
Thank you.
within there is a feeling that love and understanding is the door, that honesty is the key that was given to you and me to open it and so many more. Well, it's all such a delicate balance. It takes away just as much as it gives.
To live it is real.
To live it is real. To love it is to feel. You're a part of what everything is. Well, it's all such a delicate balance. As it turns through the circles of air, to worry does nothing but rob from the loving, steal from the pleasure that's there. Well, it's all such a delicate balance, takes away as much as it gives. To live it is real, to love it is to feel. You're a part of what everything is. To live it is real, to love it is to feel. You're a part of what everything is.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a delicate balance. Thank you for the reinforcement of today's word, today's theme of balance. It's something that I thoroughly enjoy being reminded of. Okay, affirmations. We say these every week, and I tend to see them, get to start to do them a little by rote. And so I did a little research just to see what affirmations are, what they mean, and how they help us. And this is what I found, just a short paragraph here. An affirmation is a means by which you create your reality, structure, and your worldview, and confirm your beliefs every day, knowingly and unknowingly, in the form of affirmations. You give your subconscious mind instructions about who you are, what you can do or be, and what your life means. So please join me in our affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experienced. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in perfect time. Join me in the traditional Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Yeah. Linda and Dallas, please lead us in the Alleluia.
Oh, my glasses.
It's okay. Just go without.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you. And I just want to let you two know that you are precious. Thank you for the music that you provide. We are privileged to have Dr. Daria Funches continue her series 2021, Thy Will Be Done. Today, Dr. Daria comes to us from The Rock. Take it away, Dr. Daria.
Good morning again. Good morning again. Wow. What a wonderful day. And to be reinforcing all of this notion of being in balance, as you said, Penny. And I was led to speak today on with this series that will be done in 2021 with adding a focus today on invoke the Holy Spirit into the situation, whatever the situation is that we are in as individuals and collectively, that let us invoke the Holy Spirit. And we do that in so many ways in our service. We do it with the Lord's Prayer as an invocation. We do it with our affirmations. We do it with our affirming our beliefs in unity. We bring this forth and we're saying, before you here, we call you into this situation, into our presence. We affirm your presence. We affirm our beliefs in relationship to your presence. When it comes to balance, many of us are seeking that in our workday, regardless of whether it's in terms of how much we work, how much we may be challenged with something, whether it's health, wealth, or anything else. Just to take a moment or have a designated time and space in our lives where we are invoking the Holy Spirit. And in my preparation for today, I bring this message because I was speaking, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, I was listening, to clarify a few things about this role of the Holy Spirit in bringing situations to balance. And that's what I want to share today. Because so many times over the years, I know I just laughed out loud in the house to myself when I was reading the scripture that was selected for the daily word today, Job 31:6, where, you know, Job was going through some challenging times, being tested as a man of God. And, you know, give me your best person here, you know, if there was a conversation between righteousness and not being righteous. Give me your best man, God, and let me see if he can stand the test of going through hard times and still be dedicated and devoted and faithful and positive and righteous. And that was the test of Job. And I started laughing because there have been many times in the past 20 years where I've said at one time or another, I must be Jobette, you know. You know, sometimes I thought I was going through something that was looking like a Job test, and I thought, oh, let me look at it that way and still be faithful and devoted and dedicated and affirming. And in this one scripture, you know, Job is saying, give me a just balance, give me a just scale, give me an honest scale, and let God know my integrity. It's almost like saying, you know, I'm still here. I'm still faithful. I'm still believing, regardless of what the situation may look like around me. And I think that is when we look at the situation around us in society, when we look at it in the world, when we look at the intensity of the waters and the fires and the tornadoes and the winds, everything working at one time, then it is so important for our consciousness to be there, to invoke the Holy Spirit, to help those who need help in this situation, to help them meet the challenges, to help them get the help through us and through others, and help through the active intelligence of the Holy Spirit as our comforter, as our renewer. And I'm speaking and beseeching the Holy Spirit in this regard. And what I hear and have been told is, I am, speaking as the Holy Spirit, I am the equalizer. The cosmic Christ is the unifier. I am the equalizer. And I thought, wow, the Holy Spirit as the equalizer. And in any situation in which you invoke me, I am the equalizer. And as the equalizer, bringing us to balance, bringing the situation to balance, that opens the door for all else that follows. Truth, harmony, justice, right order, right action. All those universal principles and laws that bring us together and help us recognize and do our part as co-creators in this universe with Creator. Invoke me into the situation, whatever it is, to create the balance and all else flows. The cosmic Christ is the unifier. I am the equalizer. I bring you into alignment with the cosmic Christ and supply that which is needed in the situation. When you are the open vessel, I can enter and express through you and express as the active force in the situation beyond you. We're born out of this wholeness. We're intended to walk in that balance, having the experience of a spiritual being walking on earth. And then of all things, I'm hearing, and I am rooting for you, rooting for you in all of the ways that that can be expressed. The divine is our ground, Creator is our ground, our heaven and our earth. And to be grounded in this divine presence, I could then see the actual roots when the Holy Spirit says, not just I, but we, Most High and Divine Loving Holy Spirit, we are rooting for you. We are rooting for you, Unity of Centralia. We are rooting for you, every individual that is present here. We are rooting for you, every individual that has claimed their oneness with us. And those roots going down into the ground deeper and deeper is part of our spiritual journey. So to invoke this presence of the Holy Spirit, not just today in our services, but every day in our walk, is a powerful invitation. And it's saying, invite me in a conscious way. Invite me, call upon me. And that process looks something like this. That process, we can look down and say, let's clear the space that we are in whatever way we need to clear it. Maybe we don't have a lot of room. Maybe we have piles of things in our space, but they may be orderly piles. So clear the space in whatever way is possible. If that means adding some incense or adding some sage or adding whatever it is that acknowledges the clearing of that space for you in a spiritual and physical way, then that's part of your invocation. And then second, empty out from within. There are no limitations on us emptying out from within when we are ready to invoke the power and presence of the Holy Spirit into any situation. You know, there's that old saying about a teacher meeting a new student, and the student is so filled with what he or she knows already that the teacher finally says, you know, I can't empty your cup. I can't teach you anything. I can't show you anything. because your cup is already so full. So when we're calling on this presence to be fully active, to be fully imminent within us, to take over all that is, then we want to empty out. Otherwise, we're like some clients. I remember when I first started consulting, I thought it was strange. Sometimes I would get a request to do some training or education within the organization for managers and everything. And then I would get a list of all that they wanted me to do and all that they didn't want me to do. And how they, not only what they wanted me to do and what they wanted to accomplish, but how they wanted me to do it. And it was so specific in these particular organizations. Sometimes I'd get these requests and I'd go, my goodness, I think they should just do it themselves. Because they're telling me what they want to accomplish, what they want me to do. They're telling me how to do it, when to do it. And when, I mean, in great detail, this was not, you know, just your regular request for proposals. And I thought, wow, they're so clear exactly how, what, when, how, and why they want something done, that they could probably do it themselves. And that would be a good experience for them. As opposed to, we'd like to accomplish this. What's your proposal about how to do that? You know, empty out is one of the key things in invoking the Holy Spirit into this situation. Third, express some gratitude to Most High and Divine Loving Holy Spirit for the works which they have done and for which we are grateful. We have to know the spiritual authority that we are calling on. And be so clear about that, as we are in the different invocations we do here in Unity. Lay out the situation is the fourth key to this. And in laying out the situation, I need to be open, including acknowledgement of any error, known or unknown, on my part. Let me not be arrogant when I'm in the task of invoking the Holy Spirit into a situation and bringing it and me, because I'm part of the situation. It's not something out there that's happening. I'm part of whatever it is. And bringing it and me into balance. So I'm laying out with a sense of truth, openness, and honesty out loud any errors, known or unknown, that are part of this situation, part of my co-creation. It's not about blame, it's about my ownership as a co-creator with Creator. With great joy, I make that claim. I make that acknowledgement. And then Holy Spirit says, ask us to bring what is to be done to create the balance, to bring the divine order and resolution for the situation, to bring forth the blessings, the benefits, and supplies that are in order. And six, wait upon me. Oh, wait upon me. In other words, be patient. Listen, watch, meditate. Indications of my presence as the equalizer in this situation may be sudden changes in temperature, movement, sound, recognition. And recognition is recognition. Recognition of the situation. It begins to feel and look differently to me. That's a sign of my presence, says the Holy Spirit. Finally, seventh, acknowledge that it is already done. It is already done. But a part of this acknowledging that it's already done is for me, you, all of us, to follow through on what has been given to us to do. Most High and the Divine Loving Holy Spirit, we are rooting for you, is what they say. That means we are your divine ground. We are your roots and we are rooting for you. The Divine and Loving Holy Spirit roots for you. Go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into that divinity that you are, that we are, for this resolution. And with this, we can't run into this invocation with our ego running the show. That may hold us back from the gifts of spirit. We want to do it, whatever it is, ourselves sometimes, or act as if we are alone in this, but we are not alone, as all the songs and all the affirmations and all the readings today have reinforced. People often ask me, don't I get lonely up here? I said, it's so busy up here spiritually, I am clear, I'm never alone. I'm never alone. I am never alone. And there are people, of course, because this is a place of community. So people come. So know and acknowledge that this is already done. Whatever we want as an as a community at Unity Centralia, whatever we want and need in the situation that we're in, for Most High and Divine Loving Holy Spirit to address, let us call on the Holy Spirit to do so, to bring us into balance. And into balance, then we begin to make the changes that we are guided to make, overcoming whatever resistance and obstacles we may have had or experienced. We begin to pour forth new activity, new possibilities, new actions that also attract new people, people who are looking for us, us who are looking for them. We begin to take leaps even as we follow that guidance from the Holy Spirit. We take some leaps that before we might have said, oh, we can't afford to do this, we can't do that, we can't do the other. But by taking the leap, following the guidance that we receive in our invocation, we follow the faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We take the leaps. We're practicing what we teach. We're practicing what we preach. Oh, I know sometimes we've been known to go into prayer and don't make the full surrender following the guidance that we're going to be given, because we want to hedge our bets a little bit, you know, see what the Spirit is going to say for us to do before we say we're going to commit to do and follow through and be obedient. We want to find out if it's going to be this or what I had in mind that the Spirit is suggesting. And if it's not sounding too comfortable to me, I may want to hedge my bets and invest in another option other than what I've been given. But in the invocation, when we're calling on the Holy Spirit to be bringing us into the balance as the equalizer, inviting into the situation, Most High and Holy Spirit to work together for this good, and know that they are rooting for us, there it stands for us to be not just faithful, but obedient. By having, you know, invite the person to dinner and then say, oops, psych, I was kidding. There is no dinner. You know. We make the invitation, we make the invocation, and then we are faithful and we are obedient. And we take the leap. And we are already grateful for that which is coming. We are grateful for the blessings we've already received. We say that in the beginning when we open up. We empty ourselves of all of these notions that we have about what the answer is or what the solution is, or our preferences and personality for how we would like to do it, whatever it is, whatever resolution is, how we'd like to solve the issue, what we had in mind. Ah, it's surrender. And we know that each invocation is a new beginning and a possible end to something. The possible end. And in this new beginning, we are renewed, we are regenerated, we are excited, we are affirmed, and the Holy Spirit cheers for us, and we are grateful. And so it is. Let us close our eyes. Let us be together in circle. Let us remember all of our invocations and invitations to the Holy Spirit to bring us and any situations in which we are, in the world is, people in need are, in New Orleans, in the fires in California, in Afghanistan, in the tornadoes, everywhere where there is a need, everywhere where things are being challenged, where we're being challenged. Let us see the supplier as we surrender and place ourselves in the position of total openness, inviting the presence of the power of the Spirit to work around us, through us, within us, and for all those who are in need. To bring the wholeness, to bring the unification, and to bring the balance, that which balances the scales, so that we resonate in the wholeness of truth, justice, harmony, right action, love, and the infinite mind and source is our supplier. Let's experience the roots that go down and down and down, deeper into the ground, penetrating anything unconscious, anything out of line, anything that needs to be put in alignment and attunement with this wholeness that we are and brought into balance. We can surrender. Deep breath. Exhaling anything that we need to release. Inhaling the wholeness that we are with Creator. And so it is. Amen, Ashe, all my relations. Thank you.
I so appreciate the theme that has run through today's service of reaching for balance. And thank you for the tools you've given us today, Dr. Daria, or should I say, Jobet? Thank you.
Oh, there have been times. That's a temporary name.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, thank you. There were times I was thinking I must be Jobet.
Okay. While we're together in spirit, physically and virtually, we thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail or on the donations page on our website, unityofcentralia.net. And we deeply, deeply appreciate all the ways you give, whether it be time, talent, or treasure. We thank you. And now, as we hold our offering in our hands and in our hearts, let's say our offering prayer. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And for the blessing of thanks, we bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. There's a big difference between praying alone and praying as a team in unity towards a common goal. So this moment in the service is a place where we can practice sending and receiving prayers and energy. So if you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, go ahead and unmute yourself and tell us who it is, or hold them quietly in your hearts. To start with, members of our community have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to members of the community who must deal with the basic human needs while living without a home. Neela, dealing with the long haul COVID issues. Johnny, who is healing, and I emphasize the word healing, from his surgery. And Gail is appreciative of all our prayers. I'm going to change my view so I can see if there are any other prayer requests. And I do see Susan, go ahead.
I would be appreciative of everyone holding the family of my friend Irene, who made her transition this week. It's a challenging time for them, so thank you.
Okay, for Irene, let's send prayers and energy for Irene's family. I'd like to add people in Haiti, people in Afghanistan, people in California, and the East Coast. So let's send out a huge, huge collective healing energy.
And I'd like to add my daughter Heather and her family.
Daughter Heather and her family. Thank you, Linda. Send out some healing energy for them. And now, beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters, and ever endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Okay, let's say the prayer protection together. The light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Okay, let's form a circle. Join hands, join energy in Zoom land, and sing our song of peace.
Go.
With me. Let
Peace song. I like that. Thank you to everyone that made our Sunday service possible. Dr. Daria with the powerful message, Tom with the insightful reading, Dallas and Linda for the get up and move music, Joanne for the ever important slideshow, and all in the Zoom group for sharing life affirming time with us. Thank you.
Yay, Penny.
Thank you, Penny.
Okay.